Okay, welcome to Girls Room.
Where each week we recap Real Housewives of New York.
Yes. So this has sounded different in that you did hear me speak first, which is a never before ever happened in the history of this podcast. But as you can probably tell, we are not covering an episode of Girls this week due to and I'll be accountable for it. I fucked up with the Zoom link and it
You know,
happens,
it
but
happens. It has
yeah.
happened to me on multiple occasions. I'm not putting you. I'm not about to blame you, Drew. I am. It is a mutual confusion. You know, when things are planned over text, there's so many different dates thrown around, and really no one can be held accountable for anything that happens after that.
Not even a little bit. I mean, I will cop to thinking Monday was a Tuesday. That is on me. And I don't know why
Yes, that
after a
happens.
lifetime of Mondays being Mondays and Tuesdays being Tuesdays that this one would be different. But
It can get tricky, and again, you're not to blame. You are a victim of Google Calendar, as
we,
are we all.
as are we all, we do have fun new topics to talk about though today. One of the things about the Girls Room format is we do not often get to talk about things that are not girls. And
I would argue that we will continue talking about girls today, in that women, every topic is
sure.
women. And
Women and
as we move forward with Girls Room, when we run out of Lena Dunham girls, we're gonna have to hop to a new kind of woman.
oh yeah, a new kind of woman. And we do have
Yes.
two, like I actually kind of like the generations feel, let's say, of what we're about to talk about today, because we are actually moving to two sets of New York women, the young, hip, new Roni reboot, and
Yes.
then and just like that, the old
Oh my God,
crones, the old
true.
hags. Just look back.
Yeah, they're fully revamped, and in some cases for the worse.
Yes.
And actually, maybe even both cases. I don't, we'll get into it. Should we start with Roni?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about Ronin because I think like a lot of Bravo viewers were very concerned about what they were going to do for this reboot. The old Ronin cast obviously ran out of juice by the end, but they're so iconic, it's kind of impossible to fill those shoes. But what did you think of the premiere?
I really enjoyed watching it. I of course love the petty rich New Yorker drama about which restaurant they need to go to and which restaurant is passé. I found that so tiring, but of course that's what you watch Housewives for, is petty rich drama. But also that the They kept, I mean, I assume the listeners have watched it, but they kept bleeping out the name of a New York hotspot that they were slandering, which felt very manufactured to me. Like they knew it was going to generate a viral moment where everyone was tweeting, what restaurant, what restaurant, which, it worked. And I think they were talking about Catch.
Yes, that's what I mean. If you read lips, you can definitely see that too. I know on in some interview, Jenna Lyons said that they decided to bleep out the name of the restaurant so as to not hinder workers' livelihoods and like draw negative attention to the
Oh, come
restaurant. But
on.
it's so stupid because we all knew it. Like
Of
it was
course.
instantly reported on. And also, it's Catch. Like that restaurant's been around for 25 plus years at this point. It's not gonna get tanked because of a like slightly robustly watched pilot. Like I think this pilot, the viewership was good for this, but not insane. So
Yeah, not enough to tank Catch's business. If
yeah.
anything, I think it would help Catch's business. Like, oh, well, I want to see it for myself.
Oh yeah. And
Or maybe not. I don't know.
it's not like a bad restaurant can't succeed in the Bravo universe, as we've seen now with 10 seasons of Vanderpump Rules. So
That's true.
yeah.
That's fact.
I found the cast pretty great all around.
I have mixed feelings. I mean, it honestly felt like I guess we learned throughout the episode that this is a sort of real group of friends, but Jenna Lyons is so shoehorned in there. She has
Yes.
no, she doesn't want to hang out with these women.
I think she's also just so nervous about being on camera too. I watched a little bit of her previous reality show, Stylish with Jenna Lyons,
Oh, that
and
was awful.
awful. And she's not, I think she's just a little scared to engage, but I have high hopes for her because she is such a personality.
I
And
love watching her.
the apartment alone is so like
Oh.
insane. I loved it.
Oh, okay. Did you die when I can't? Brynn, I think, is the one who goes into her closet and comes out wearing a sequin blazer. I would kill her.
Oh yeah, like on site.
I don't care how rich I am and how many sequin blazers I own. Don't touch my stuff.
No, and all those shoes too, they're so expensive. You could see Jenna simmering with rage, but when the sequin got stuck to whatever lace shawl was happening, and she was like, "It's $20,000. It's Valentino." And I'm like, "Yeah, like don't damage my $20,000, like
Oh,
admittedly kind of ugly lace
yeah.
jacket."
I mean,
But
it was really hard to watch, but I also love her kind of, I don't know, at trying to, in a very tactful way, engage in the fun reality show, like sex talk or whatever, when she
yeah.
is making them play. It's not never have I ever, but it's something, you know, like just sex questions.
Yeah, I think she will bring it eventually, but it's gonna, she is so clearly, well, she's 15 years older than the rest of the women and does not have any prior connections with them in a legitimate way. So I think once they gel a little bit more, she'll be in. But I think the rest of them, okay, I do have to say this though. Erin Dana Leachy, I don't know how you say her last name, has very dark side of Potomac mom energy in a way
Which
that
one is she?
she's the one who was mad about the cheese and has like the
What is she mad about?
ginormous hulk of a Israeli dad.
Oh, she's the okay,
Yeah.
yeah. She has definitely dark energy, but I don't know. I'm just like I'm very curious about where the money comes from.
I am too, because clearly she comes from money. I remember I actually went on her New York Times wedding announcement, actually, because these people are young enough that these are all really easily pullable from the archives. He works in, he's some sort of business associate, and then the husband's a lawyer who is the children of surgeons. So there's a lot of money floating around there, and she's a
Oh,
high-end
yeah.
realtor. So this all kind of tracks to me.
God, what a
Her
life.
vibe is so, she is so type A and a little angry. I think you need someone like that on the show. Like a, she's like a not
Yes.
funny Dorinda, which actually doesn't sound that good on paper, but like it does work
My.
for the show, I think.
Wait, I can't believe she's only 36.
Oh yeah, she and Bryn are the same age and they are
Whoa.
younger than, I believe they're younger than like Ariana, all the VPR people. Like it's
That's
crazy.
cr like Erin has the energy of, I mean, she looks great, obviously.
Yeah.
She looks like a gorgeous woman with work done, but she gives off the vibe of a older woman, older than 36, I mean,
Yeah, and
like,
I think it's because she's so fussy. And I like that
yeah.
vibe. Like we need someone who's going to give like early seasons Luann being so fussy, plus like the shrillness of the Jill Zarin. I think that it just it's a very welcome
Yeah.
spice to the stew. The
Okay,
breakout
just
superstar for me. Oh yes, go
oh,
on.
no, you first.
I was gonna say Brynn is the breakout superstar for me.
Yes, I mean she's doing reality show, you know. I mean, and she's the only single one, right?
She is the only single one. I think, I mean, she and Aaron are the same
Jenna, is Jenna
age.
single?
Oh, Jenna is single. Yeah, Jenna is
Okay,
single.
so that's fun for them.
Yeah,
I,
let's see them
you know,
together.
I would actually love that, and I could see it, but I think Brynn, I mean, she's definitely breakout star, but just so immediately annoying to me.
Oh yeah, she's definitely annoying, but she is giving fun confessionals. The fashion is good.
She's really pretty in a filler's way.
Yes. Well, she apparently was almost on VPR a very long time ago because she's kind of a
Wow.
fake New Yorker. Like she only moved to the city, I think, full time pre-pandemic. And
That checks out.
before she was just like an LA like social media strategist.
She so is LA. She's not New York at all. Or she's the kind of New York that should be in LA.
Yes, I like she's like a true bi-coastal, which is def. I mean, they've never had someone like that on the show besides maybe like Kristen Takeman, but I don't know. I liked her. I actually kind of, I mean, like Erin, I found off-putting, but like she's essential to the show. I really liked all of them except
Yeah.
Jessel, I find a little boring.
She's bringing nothing to the table, Jessel. I give her one season unless she, you know. I like you can't just be rich, you know.
Yeah, and that money seems a little suspect to me too, because I went on her LinkedIn because
Oh,
once again,
God.
like considering these people are basically peers of ours,
Yeah,
it's so
they're
easy, it's never been easier to figure out people's backgrounds. And like she's kind of like bummed around fashion a little bit and like mid-management PR jobs. I guess her husband's a businessman of some sort, but it all feels very like it's family money, probably, which is fine.
Yeah, I don't know. It she's like I completely forgot she was in the cast until I am now looking at the full cast.
Oh,
And didn't
yeah.
she is she the one who vomited on the red carpet and then was just like, it's a stomach bug?
Yeah. And the thing about her, though, is I kind of believe it was a stomach bug. Like,
I do too.
she does not possess the vernacular to like have a like 50 Aperol spritz fueled like
No.
alcohol poisoning meltdown at a New York Post party. Like, she just doesn't have it.
But, you know, what if I was her publicist, I would tell her to leave it ambiguous and not say that you have a stomach bug so you can be more interesting, you know, and like
Yeah.
make some headlines.
I mean, this is the problem with Bravo in general these days, but people are so concerned with dignity and self-preservation
No,
and
they
coming
can't. They
across well.
shouldn't.
No, they shouldn't. Like, those are basic human necessities, sure. But when you're
Not for
on
a
Bravo, you
reality
kind of
show.
like, yeah, you signed that away. Like, you need to just
Pretty
leave
sure it's in
your
the
hang-ups
contract.
at the door. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm bored with her. I don't think she'll be around long.
No, but I think we didn't see as much of Uba and Sai this episode, but I think they seem like true characters who I think will be nice
Maybe.
additions.
Uba for sure. Seems like a big personality. Sai, I'm like less convinced.
That's another one where the money was a little unclear to me because her husband doesn't work. I'm hearing this secondhand,
Oh,
so
is
someone
that
can feel free to connect me. Her husband doesn't work, and she's just a social media person with 400,000 followers.
Yeah, and she says something how she like she grew up like not with a lot of money and now she has a lot of money. I like what's the story there? Are you making all that as someone with 423,000 Instagram followers? I don't know. I don't think so.
Or maybe the husband doesn't have to work because he's like the
Has a lot of
heir
family
to
money.
something. Yeah.
Okay,
All interesting.
well
I
that
liked her apartment.
yeah, oh yeah. Brownstone in Brooklyn, very chic.
After several years of old Roni, when they were downsizing or their apartments were literally crumbling around them, it is nice to have some sort of real estate glamour back in the mix again.
Totally.
And I do like these women all work at something. I don't know. I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I am too. I will continue watching. I think Jenna Lyons is such a big draw, you know, that's such a random,
Yeah.
it was a great call, whoever made that happen.
And it's so weird that she is the big draw too, because you wouldn't think that this slightly niche fashion person would be so compelling and so must watch on TV. But everyone was so excited when she got cast. Like, she is kind of a big name to do this. And I mean, lest we forget, she was very funny on Girls.
Yeah, I think she's got a good personality for it
Yeah.
and a good disposition, and I feel like she's not gonna take any shit. And I do think she's a little too careful with her like reputation to do anything really fun Housewives crazy, but I do think she'll be like a fun straight man to watch where, you know, you can just read her face.
Yeah. Everyone on Twitter has been talking, though, about how she is the rudest person in fashion. She's difficult to work with.
I believe
She has
that.
meltdowns. I believe all that, and I would like to see some
I
of
would
that
like to see
pop
it.
through. Let's
I
see.
would love to see that.
Should we move on to In Just Like That?
Let's.
Okay. So I did watch. We're recording this the Thursday before y'all are hearing it. So I did watch today's episode already as
Okay,
a
I did
morning
not.
coffee. Yeah, I don't we so we can ignore, we won't talk about that. How are
I
you
do.
liking this
Okay.
season?
I want to hear if you liked today's episode, though. Oh, you made a
Okay,
face.
so where I'm at, I thought the first episode pretty good. Second episode close to horrible. Third episode weird but pretty good. I thought the last two episodes, 4 and 5 of season two, were Sex in the City level good, not just in just like
Totally.
that level good. And then the one that came out today I thought was pretty close to horrible again.
Oh no.
So.
See, I'm on the same page as you. I feel like they were kind of just getting their footing and trying and failing to do Sex in the City, but then they got it and I had high hopes for today's episode. But I don't know. I'll see what I think, 'cause honestly, even when it's bad, it's good to me. I eat it up like catnip. I love it.
Yeah, I'll watch all of
It's
it.
so stupid.
It's so stupid. I think the episodes where they kind of focus on the old Sex and the City formula and let the women go have hijinks, like it's like funny and sexy and like they actually focus on writing jokes. That's when it's good, which shouldn't be rocket science, you'd think, but today's episode was all plot, like transitional plot.
No,
And
not all plot.
no jokes to be had, not a one. Lot of crying and screaming. Like, I don't know. It's just not what I
What?
want from this
It's not
show.
what I
It's
signed up
not
for.
good. But like, I
Hmm.
love these women. It just, and I love all the actors. And I mean, they're all giving it up to God in this, but I don't know. The writing is just all over the place.
Yeah, I feel like the show needs to not take itself seriously. You know, it's not, whenever they try to do drama, it's not working.
Yeah.
And so let it be a comedy then and make it funny
I
and
will say
fun.
that this episode, for as bad as it was, I do think the rest of the season is set up for success. And I'm not going to spoil anything, but I think all the women are in places where they could be having fun and like actually there have been a lot more scenes when they're all together, which is
That's
nice.
good. Like that. I feel like it has been kind of ramping up for me. Like I at first was so Seema's not a good actress, I don't think. I like
Disagree.
Seema. Really? I don't
Yeah.
I go back and forth. Maybe it's the writing that's bad then, because Sometimes I'm just not buying what she's selling. But I like her as a character. I think she's a good for the show. I think Miranda's such a buffoon at this point, but I'm invested in her and Che's crumbling relationship. Carrie, whatever. I don't know. It's all just you have to accept. I don't remember where who I heard this from, but you have to accept it is a different show from Sex and the City. Like it's just a completely different show.
It's a
And once
less
you
faux
enjoy it like
show.
that, yeah, it
And
is. It's just like a, yeah.
there's no glamour. I mean, there's more glamour the past two episodes. I think like the fun episodes, the good episodes felt very old school Sex and the City, in that they were all eating together at fancy restaurants, wearing outfits that were like insane but fun to look at. I think that you're doing a good job of integrating Seema and LTW into the main character shenanigans too, for the most part. Like, that hasn't been always the case, but the Nia Wallace character's not really working for me.
Me neither. I'm like, what's her thing? She has a perfect life. Is that the
Oh, I think
character
we're
trait?
are you talking about LTW or Nia?
Oh, sorry. No, LTW. Nia Wallace. No, that's also not working for me.
Yeah. Okay, so none of it's working. Well,
No.
Seema's just like Sam 2.0, which I'm kind of happy about. You
Yeah, it
need
works for me.
that. Che, obviously.
What
Like,
a
what can
disaster.
you even say? Like,
I mean, a train wreck that I love watching. I'm okay with them keeping Che on just because it's so funny to make fun of that whole like
yeah.
storyline. I mean, the episode when Che is staying up all night with this group of ragtag stoners and Miranda's trying to sleep. I'm like, what is who is Che? Che is a enigma.
Enigma, a total enigma. And Che lives in Hudson Yards. We can't forget that Che
Yeah.
lives in Hudson Yards. That's
What
crazy.
is that about? Like, oh, it's so funny.
I mean, I know we were supposed to feel a little bad in the last episode when they get attacked at the like focus group testing for their pilot about, this non-binary person sucks. This non-binary person is lame. This is not reflective of our overall community experiences. And I did feel bad for like 2 minutes, and then I remembered how just unbearably annoying that character is by and large. And that doesn't undo anything. Like, you can acknowledge it, but like, my God.
Yeah. Oh my God. It just all felt so, I mean, the whole manufactured is an understatement, you know? Like, it's just completely off the walls at this point.
Yeah, I really hope that they just lean into what works for a third season, because there's no way it's not coming back for a third season. I think it's
No, no
Max's most watched original show right now.
way.
So let's, sit and think. And I want to say this as one member of the queer community to another. Cynthia Nixon, you need to go have fun on this show again. The reason this show is what it is because you wouldn't sign on unless you broke up with Steve and got together with a queer person, which could have been done in a fun, flirty, sexy way. But it has been nothing of the sort thus far, and I am blaming you. And guess who directed this most recent completely unwatchable episode? Cynthia Nixon.
She also directed the previous one, which I kind of liked.
Oh, okay.
So
Well, all is forgiven. All is
also forgive.
forgiven.
I think there is room for assuming Miranda and Che break up. Like this is not a successful relationship. I think there's room for a sexy lesbian essence for
Yeah,
Miranda.
and even like the like almost threesome she had with Che and her Soho House bartender
Oh.
husband. That, sure. Like, I'm okay with that too, but
It had potential until
yeah.
she got worse, which is just, I mean, she did get her groove back, and I would love an episode where we just get like there's a switch, there's a switch flipped, and we get new Miranda.
Yeah, instead of this complete dud that we are working with now. But, well, is there anything else you would like to recommend to the viewing audience?
Oh God, I wish I had thought about that. No, but I'm excited for Barbie. If
Oh,
we're
yeah. When are you seeing it?
of women and ladies and dolls, I'm really excited for this movie. I'm expecting to be charmed by it, but not. I'm expecting to not love it, but to be charmed by it,
Yeah, that might
which
be
is.
enough, honestly.
At this point, that's enough for me. I don't know. I my bar is kind of low right now. Everything's shit.
Yeah, I'm seeing it tonight, with seven women, so I'm really
Amazing.
excited for
You have
Girls and Gays
an
Night Out. I'm wearing my pink fur coat.
outfit? Ooh, I
That I've
love
had
that.
for years and years and years now, and it kind of makes me look like Cameron, but it will be Barbie for the night and
That
it'll be
works.
fun. I will probably, it's like 90 degrees here, so
Oh,
I might not be
maybe
the
no shirt
best.
under it or something.
Go bare, like full like himbo Ken, like that would
It
be, that
works.
could be fun. I'm excited for that. That would have been my, that's the culture I'm most excited for right now. I am also seeing Beyonce, and I'm going to Pitchfork this weekend. So there's a lot of
Perfect.
stuff coming up. So very
Big week.
excited.
I love that for you. I'm really sad I'm not going to see Beyonce because none of the dates that I could do work for me. But you know what? It's okay. I'll watch the documentary and I'll get the gist.
Because that's probably, I mean, you're probably going to get a better view of what's actually going on than like
Not
most of the
wrong.
people who go to see it. My
So I
last little recommendation I had is an album. I'm a little late to this because I think it came out a month or two ago, but the new Greg Mendez album is unbelievable. Thank you to former guest the pod Devin Chodson for recommending this, because it is absolutely just a total stunner. If you like Alex G, Elliot Smith, there's a little Sufjan to it too, and how like
I'm into
Christian and like choral music adjacent it is. It's so good. Cannot recommend it enough. So everyone go to Greg Mendez, self-titled album.
I'm pulling it up on my computer now. Oh,
What?
you know what else I love right now? The new Troye Sivan song.
Oh yeah, it's good. We are signing off on the lack of body diversity in that video, and we are dancing to it all summer.
That
It's
is
so good.
so, I mean, the video is crazy. They were like, we're gonna do something with this, and they
Yeah.
did.
No, it's the only music video I've seen in years that has caused this much conversation, and the song's actually like doing commercially super well too, so I'm happy for him. I'm happy that this is a hit. It's so good. It needs a bridge, but it is so good, and I'm ready for the rest of the album now.
That's a good point.
And I never thought I'd
I
say that about a Troy album, so here we are.
love that we're recommending like one of the biggest pop songs, one of the biggest movies, and then Greg Mendez.
I would not be shocked if Greg Mendez is playing Pitchfork 2024.
Wow. Well, you're living in the future. I wish
I am
I
living in the
could
future.
have I need to prepare next time for like a some cultural recommendations, but I'm reading The Guest by Emma Klein right now, which I'm really enjoying.
Ooh, I just finished it. Let me know. Well, we can text offline about it, but let me know what you thought about it when you're done.
Okay, I will. I will.
It's
I
good.
think that might be all I have for
For this
thoughts,
week.
prayers. Yeah.
Well, I guess that's all for this week. We will be back next week with the Japan episode as promised, with a
Yay.
truly wonderful guest. Someone, if you were a Crisis Twink listener, you know very well. He couldn't be better for this job. I guess we should also tell people to please rate and review.
Yes, definitely. Oh, but only if you have a good rating and review. If you're
Yeah.
not, if you leave a bad rating and review, you
Yeah.
don't.
And let me say, if you want to leave a bad review, DM me. Just
Yeah,
unload in there,
let's
and
give them
I
credit.
may see it, I may not, but you will have made your voice heard in the most direct way possible. So if you are feeling uncharitable, please just say it there.
Yeah, get to
And
our favorite.
yeah, give us a review, share with friends, all that. And if there's anything else, maybe we can do little check-in episodes like this more often.
Yeah.
So if there's anything you want to hear us talk about too, just let us know, because we'll do
Yeah.
it.
Yay.
Yay. All right. Well, until next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye.